Good morning, comfort killers. Good evening, good night. Whenever you're listening, it's always the perfect time. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. I am fresh off of a flight from Atlanta. I was working on a webinar with Thelonious C. Jones, baby. Thelonious is a real estate investor, developer, and solutionist. If you're on the mailing list, of course, you see me pump out a bunch of mails, a bunch of emails, a bunch of newsletters in regards to this. If you're on my Facebook, you've seen that I pumped out a bunch of lives to, kind of attract people into the webinar. And on Twitter and all the socials, Stacey A. Cross, pretty much across the line on everything. So, yeah. Fresh off of a flight, how do I feel? I felt like, man, I got uncomfortable, man. This was not only my first webinar, this was Theo's first webinar. So we both have a lot invested in it. We have skin in the game, so to speak. And we have something to prove. And it's not to prove to, you know, the audience and you know, people in the ecosystem and people that's interested in real estate, because that's what the webinar was about. Thelonious brought some of his best content, gave an extra push. We over-delivered, over-promised in the real estate. If you want to purchase your own rental property, he gave everything. You know, I was there as a superhuman, just on getting uncomfortable, man. But the to prove something is where we're proving it to the entire game, this industry. And I was talking to an old business partner last night. I just got off the plane. I'm tired. And y'all, I was like, man, I'm speeding home. And I got to get some things done and get to bed, really. So I got this text. It was like, yo, Stace, are you up? And I'm like, man, sure I'm up. And we're talking about the self-improvement, personal development, motivational space. I believe it's like a $13 billion industry, right? People are making money in this space. They're coaches, they're writers, they're authors, they're speakers, they got books, you know, they have websites, they want to help you, they have training courses, and they have webinars, they have everything. But in all sorts of space, people are using modern technology in the internet to really push their mission through in order, you know, to reach more, okay? And do it one time. They're doing work one time. So when Theo, you know, the last time we got together and worked on a documentary in Atlanta, and you could watch the documentary on Grant Cardone TV, or if you just type in Google, this is real estate investing in Google, then you could actually see the documentary. Also, it's on my YouTube, on the Comfort Killers YouTube. You could check that out. It's a 45-minute documentary of me driving around in Atlanta, East Point, Oakland City, I think it is. Every time I say it, I think I'm saying it wrong. But and we're driving around to all his properties he owns, flipped, rented, renovated, provided a solution for, bought, purchased, still owns, has equity. And, you know, we drove around and we spoke about gentrification. We spoke about it all. And it was eye-opening for me because in terms of what I see the bigwigs call real estate, right, the gurus, it was more these nice properties, these nice complexes, these 1,000 units, these high rises, this commercial, you know, it's in terms of that. So when I was on the ground in the field, boots to the dirt with Theo, I got a whole different perspective. And I love that perspective because it brings people in to knowing, hey, listen, this is maybe where you got to start in the dirt. And I always reference the dirt, you know, in a lot of these podcasts and a lot of my writings, because the dirt is where the seeds are planted, right? So, and the vision is found from the dirt up, right? You don't just go, you know, we don't just grow like, you know, the Benjamin Button theory, man. We grow old and then go down to a baby. Like, what is this? What's this? Okay. It's not that. We have to start from the dirt. As babies, we fall a bunch of times in the dirt, you know, and then we learn to crawl, and we could actually get above that. We could actually see a different perspective. We're done crawling, right? We got the gist of crawling first in the dirt. Understand that. So the proof is in the pudding, and the proof is for, man, I've been in seminars, right? And I'm like, this is so surface. This information, and when you don't know anything, that's the worst part of it. When you don't know, and you're just trying to learn everything, and you're just trying to do this immersive type of learning, and you want to change your life, and you want to get in real estate. And I've been to a real estate seminar. It was a free one. And it was so funny because you always check the characteristics out in people. And I remember wanting to sit in this specific seat. And I get like that, very picky. And no, I'm sitting, this is my seat. Like I claimed it. And one of the people that was a part of that real estate seminar, you know, had an attitude. And I was like, but I thought we're supposed to be this positive, you know, outgoing. One even like got mad. And I was like, wow, it was like an eye opener for me. Like, okay, what are you really doing here? Are you really here to sell products in the back of the room? Or are you here to give valuable information that allows us, if we want more information, to go to the back of the room? And the key kicker was, you know, I was in the back of the room and I'm looking and I'm in my head. I'm like, you know, do I really want to leap for this real estate? Is it the thing I want to go in? And I had a piece of paper in my hand and I'm looking over the product listing, you know, that they're offering. I'm looking over the products and I'm noticing the cost and I'm just there thinking, I want to ask questions. I want more questions answered. And it turns out the lady was like, somebody came up behind me and they wanted like to go right now. They had their credit card out and she like pretty much like, man, she like New England Patriots me in the fourth quarter, get out of the way and let me go take that person. He has a credit card in his hand. But is he getting the, you never know. I could have invested thousands of dollars if I was just given that opportunity in that time. You know, but and that's what the game is. And that's what we're trying to prove to this industry, the self-improvement and motivational and let's learn everything industry, is that there's some people, okay, that wants to just give you the information and not really kind of, we're not short selling ourselves, right? The webinar was $50. Okay, people had to invest in themselves. I purchased webinars for $50. I'm telling you, some of the best webinars that I've been into were from Grant Cardone. I mean, over-delivering. Some of the worst ones you pay for and you're like, oh, come on, get to the point. What is this? Because we're still rigmaroling around the same freaking slide, all right? I want to know information. Give me the information that I need. And then at the end of that webinar, they tell you, hey, well, you know, we gave you the surface information. Here, come get the rest of the information for $2,000. And we're like, but you didn't give me anything. You didn't even leave me like Pavlov's dog. I'm not salivating. This is not a steak, you know? So what we did yesterday was just gave it all, man. We gave all. I watched this deal pour his heart out in that webinar, pour his heart out. And I'm done playing small. And I looked at him and I was like, you know what? We just did something that probably shifted the webinar game, shifted the industry, because at the end of the day, no one wants to give this much information to where they could just use this and leave and go out and purchase a property, go out and know exactly what their next moves are. We just did that. And we looked at each other and said, you know what? We're done playing small. We're going to ante up. We're going to ante up. We're going to do what's necessary in the right light for our people, for the people in our ecosystem, for the people that invested in themselves, man. That says a lot about a person. I never used to invest in myself. You know, once I realized, man, you got to invest in yourself first before you can invest in anyone else, you know? And then I was running around here selfish as hell. Like, you know what? I'm going to download this audiobook and try to get and steal information. But at the end of the day, we learn that the necessary actions to invest in ourselves. So we did that. And we invested in a place to do it. I could have easily said, hey, Theo, I'm going to stay right here in cozy Philadelphia. Okay. And just shoot me on the, just shoot me, you know, the platform that we did it on. All it is, I had to click a button and I was on my webcam and boom, I didn't have to leave my home. But there's something else about building a relationship. So I'm only focused on building relationships, healthy relationships, viable relationships, sustainable relationships that will create great products, content, and solutions for my comfort killers. And today I wanted to help you do the same. Like, who are you investing your time with? I was just texting my business partner and you know, we're going back and forth a little bit. And I told him, I'm done playing small. Like, this is my new thing. I'm done playing small, right? GC said it before he went to, I believe he went, you know, he was out of the office, I think, in the new year. He's like, yo, he kept saying, I'm done playing small. And I never understood it. I'm like, GC, man. Yeah, what are you talking about? He's like, I'm done playing small. And small in his league is big, right? So at the end of the day, I'm done playing small. And I did a Snapchat, Stacey A. Cross on Snapchat, in ATL. And I said it, but I didn't say anything. I just put the quote on there. I'm done playing small. Someone reached out to me and said, this is the best snap I've ever seen from you. And I'm like, but I didn't say anything. All I did was I put, I'm done playing small because it means so much. Then the person says, you know what? I just ran out of a digital marketing seminar because the price was too cheap. And I get it now. And I get what Grant is saying. And I get what people have to do to elevate, to rise, to heighten, to level up themselves in life and in business. And you're going to get cut. You're going to get to a point where you're like, man, but I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. They were my friends. They've been liking and sharing my stuff for so long. And then you realize, man, hey, at the end of the day, I got to level up. Who am I talking to? What is this person going to provide? What value is going to come from this relationship? What benefits will happen from this relationship? If you're not in a relationship for benefits, for value, okay, for a return, to create, to collaborate, to include, then you might as well go to the pizza freaking Ria, all right, for a slice of pizza with your bestie, okay? I'm not trying to be anyone's bestie on here. What I'm trying to do and what I'm going to do, what I've been doing, is leading a nation of comfort killers that wants to get uncomfortable, that's fed up, sick and tired of being in that same rigmarole cycle all year long. All years long. They're ready for a change. They're ready to be so self-motivated. Maybe they needed that extra push. And I'm here to push. All right? But the people that's helping me to collaborate and be there and be great, you know, there is an equal balance of value. See, people talk about relationship building all the time. See, I'm there with Theo. When I'm there with Theo, it's not there to go have fun, go out for drinks, okay? We're not there for that. That's what you do with your bestie. That's what you do with your high school friends, your college boys, okay? We're not there to watch a game on TV, basketball, NBA, football. We're not there for that, okay? The relationship that we're building is a symbiotic relationship. Write that down. Symbiotic relationship. Okay. What can I take? What can I extract? What could you extract from me? Okay. So we go there with both our ecosystems. That's on the table. Okay. Now, what products can I leave for your team, for your people? Okay. What could you leave for us? What are we going to build that stays there as history in the future? Okay. I got a team of people that I'm ready to get uncomfortable with at all times. Again, I could have done the webinar in the comfort of my home office, in the comfort of my lab and studio, with the comfort killer sign right behind me. I didn't need to go to Atlanta. Why did I go to Atlanta? Because I take the extra steps, okay? Because I'm going to be there face to face. I'm going to freaking watch you breathe, baby, and I'm going to hug you at the end of it. Because you did a fantastic job. And you're going to hug me, man. And then we're going to talk. Excuse me. People are looking for the easy way. Okay? I understand it. But we're here to change the webinar game, the freaking motivational game. People are saying that you know, focus on the people. Of course, focus on the people. All businesses, it's not a machine. I just sent out an Instagram that said, okay, I invest in people. I don't invest in artificial intelligence. So if I need to invest in people, I got to build relationships with people that's able to invest in my comfort killers. I'm sorry. So first of all, you got to be specific, man. You got to know exactly what you want out of the deal, out of the relationship. Like, I'm not here, like, be ruthless. it's not a bad word. Use people. It's not bad, you know, because you're looking at it like, oh, from what you know from traditional conventional wisdom. That's what you're looking at it as, and that's wrong. Look at it as the positive side, man. The definition. Let me just get in here. Because people are going to see what they want to see, hear what they want to hear. They're going to take out information that they need to take out. But if you're done playing small, if you don't want to be like everyone else, if you want to separate yourself, you're going to have to take massive action to do so. Or else you're going to fall into a cycle of besties. You know? We're in business together. We're in business. Anyone that I come across, we're in business. I'm walking as a business. Okay? And I'm looking at you as a business. And your audience is who I'm trying to tap into. My audience is who you're trying to tap into. I mean, Grant Cardone is not going to ask Lewis Howes, okay, to come speak, all right? If Lewis Howes wasn't doing anything, I mean, bottom line, if he was just, you know, best friends with Grant Cardone, no, you're not, what are you doing? So being able to separate, but first you got to be crystal clear, freaking icicle clear. Water clear, some water, but if you're interested in a real clear, being clear with your health and absorption and hydration and antioxidant water, if you're fed up with your filter, right, you're tired of water bottles with fluoride and whatever, check out thecomfortkillerswater.com, thecomfortkillerswater.com. But he's not going to ask Lewis Howes if they were just besties watching football every Sunday to come speak at the Growth Con. It's just not going to happen. Lewis Howes has to be providing value in his field. Grant provides value in his field. All right. So that is all I wanted to talk about today. And just know I'm done playing small. Two people, after I was rocking and rolling in my mailing list for the past couple of days, because, you know, we had to get the word out there, and I'm pounding my mailing list. Man, I didn't even do enough, I think. And two people exited. They unsubscribed. And I'm like, okay. Because I'm about to put in 100 more today. Like, are you kidding me? See, people want that free content and suck it. But once you start selling them, they get uncomfortable. They can't deal with it. Once you go to your ecosystem and say, hey, listen, take some time, because time is currency. Huge, huge ordeal with time. Take some time. Take some effort. Take some money. They freaking back out the door, because guess what? It's uncomfortable and they don't like feeling it. I love feeling uncomfortable, baby. So two people unsubscribed from my mailing list for reasons unbeknownst to me, but I know the reason. I know it was because now it was time to take action, and you got, hey, it was, you don't want to be sold. All right? We're here, man. Value is everything. If you don't think building your business or getting more income is spiritual, you got another thing. I don't care what religion you are. If you don't think it's a spiritual thing, you honestly, you're being selfish. Like, how many people could you help in the same state that you're in? You can't help none. I want to help millions. I need to help millions succeed, okay? I'm not selfish. It's for you. It's for everyone. But, you know, they're going to unsubscribe when it gets uncomfortable, okay? When you start asking for more from them for being there. When you start looking around the room and saying, hey, what have you been doing here so long? I am Stacey A. Cross. There is no E in my name.